This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In defenses, when one side's a lot better than the other, and I happened to play with the Dolphins when the Killer Bees were really good and our offense was bad, and then they brought in 13, the Killer Bees got old, and they struggled, and we were scoring a zillion points a game, and we were on the other side going, hey, can you guys get a couple of stops, and we can win 45-38 in this game. And I have seen that. I have seen that kind of little finger pointing and the little jabs and, guys get mad at the other side. But this stuff with, I had a record amount of phone calls from politicians. I heard from ex-coaches that were here that are now other places. I heard from more guys yesterday than I've ever heard. It was after Mike spoke yesterday, because this is not exactly his strength. Press conferences, he and Chris Greer, not exactly their strength. And so you get comments, and then yesterday, of course, everybody's brother from California to here talking about what happened. And by the way, you heard all those things. Soft, don't play with passion, don't respect the coach, confused, not prepared. Then the defense, freelancing. That's a problem, by the way. Guys start trying to make plays and things aren't working with what they're doing and decide to, I gotta get some more pressure. I'm going to do my own thing, or I got to make a play because I've been getting my ass kicked by this guy. I'm going to go a different way. And so it's just it was bad all the way around. We got
looking at this all wrong, by the way.
What's that?
You're looking at this all wrong. At least Mike said it can't get any worse.
No.
So it's only up from here, Joe.
Well,
looking at this all wrong, man.
It's hard to imagine that it could be.
Is that a weird thing for a coach to say?
I got to tell you,
the good news is it can't get any worse.
They say stuff, and Chris comes out with that what was it again?
Reset.
Reset.
Oh, well,
and by the way, that looked like a reset.
That looked like,
oh, Chris, thanks.
He goes after the first game. Well, can't get any worse.
Yeah. Well listen.
It can get worse.
Well, we've got Mike.
Jeez, man.
You play too many games like that, you won't be coaching.
One game.
Yeah.
Can't get any worse.
Hey, we got a lot of stuff. And by the way, like this team, it goes back to Chris and Mike, Tyreek Hill stuff. We got a lot of Tyreek Hill stuff here that we've got to talk about this morning. Hey, man, this game is hard enough when you have outside distractions. It's hard enough to play this game. And I always say when, because I hear fans sometimes go, hey, man, the guy needs to just play. And you're going, the guy's going through some stuff. And I don't want to hear my team going through it. And, you know, you there's people listening right now have gone through, you know, deaths in families, divorces, all those things that throw you off the road a little bit. And you usually we all rebound and come back, but it can sometimes take a few minutes. This Tyreek, I got so much Tyreek Hill stuff. So last night I got a phone call and then Woody called me and made me aware of it too. And I had already had somebody call me. His ex-wife, Tyreek Hill's ex-wife, has accused him of some more stuff. And so it's going to become a story here. I'm preparing for this thing to become a big story, accused of multiple domestic violence problems. So 8 to be exact, which I guess they're not officially divorced. It sounds like this thing is still going on. I'm not exactly sure, but I thought it was settled because we saw her numbers and what she was getting. So I thought it was done. Thought it was like judge stamped it. Both attorneys agreed and they were gone. It was, whatever it's going to be. And she couldn't have a $200,000 car. She had to find a car for $100,000. I hope she's going to be able to find something. And so she had to turn that $200,000 car into find a $100,000 car. But anyway, this, there's a lot of Tyreek Hill stuff I want to get into. A lot of people saying, oh, he's going to get traded. And I'm like, I don't know how you get traded when you're being accused of domestic violence by a soon to be ex-wife. And then on top of that, your salary. I mean, I just don't think it's that easy for everybody to just say, well, this is it. Mike's going to be gone and Tyreek's going to get traded. And I don't know, man. I would hold on that. Now, I got some other stuff besides. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm guessing this is going to go into an NFL investigation, right, Woody? You guess an NFL will jump in now that she's accused them? The league is pretty serious about domestic violence now.
They are.
Because we've had a little bit of this before.
I mean, from a football standpoint, it does seem like this is something that could probably drag on for a bit. But from a human standpoint, that story was gross. And, you know, that's your best player. It's the guy you got representing and, your franchise. Well, he's essentially the face of your franchise.
Yeah, but
you know, that's
we have been through this with T. Hill now.
I know.
T. Hill since he's been here.
Sure, we always turn a blind eye to it because he's so good and he's so fast and he's this and that. And I don't, you know.
No, when he goes for 1,799 yards and he's the best player
anymore. And this is by far the worst thing that I think has come out on him. And
so the team has to decide on this as this story starts to pick up, whatever.
Can you cut him?
No,
just throw him off the team. I
would be shocked if they,
because he looks, Joe, now that the next day, you know, comes out and we're starting to see more stuff and you see all these videos of him on the sideline and, you know, he seems to be toxic to this.
Yeah, but he didn't really do like I love dogpiling. He didn't really do anything. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you, I saw that and everybody made a big deal about him moving his hands, and I was like, I was there and I was watching, and Bo had made us aware, so we were watching it. I just didn't see anything that everybody goes, oh, look at that, he's losing it. Like, there's frustration. Now, you want to get on Tyreek for a zillion different things, you can. But then we start dogpiling. He didn't do anything on the sideline. Look at me. Okay. I hate to break. I'm just saying. Well, now, you want to get on.
I'm just talking about, like, in general, though. Is he, you know, has he become toxic to this team? It's tough to tell.
He didn't look very happy to me.
Yeah, right.
Being there up close, I'm not getting a good read on the T. Hill thing and the great relationship he and Tua, which, by the way, we had that text come in yesterday. And they can say whatever they want and they're going to say all the right things and everybody's going to get, you know, but I not so sold that Tyreek and Tua are a love affair.
Yeah. But look, if one thing in that story is proven to be true, he's got to be gone.
Well, you know, I don't know how they're going to prove it. I said, unless they have video or somebody's got video or she has video from an apartment or something for all things, but the things are bad. They're all, everything that she's accusing him, by the way, that's all in like 16 months. That's a short ass marriage. Even my first one lasted longer than that. But I got to tell you, man, I just this whole thing. And then the other thing that came out with Tyreek Hill that is just embarrassing, and nobody's getting a free ride on this one, and we're not just going to pick on one guy. Tyreek Hill has not had a catch over 30 yards, a reception over 30 yards since Jacksonville in the opener last year. I'm not going to curse today. I apparently said the S word a few times yesterday.
Did you get in trouble? Did you get a reprimanding from?
No, the big boss asked me if I could slow down on the S word. So I don't know who told her, but that's fine. She wanted to talk to me about some other things too.
Okay.
Want to talk to me about the team.
Oh.
Anyway.
Your boss didn't get after you though, huh?
No, he probably doesn't know. He's not around here. How the hell could he know? So it's been a year since Tyreek has had a reception, had the 80-yarder against Jacksonville.
How crazy was that stat?
By the way, with a quarterback you're paying $250 million or whatever it is, over $200 million to, and you've got all these guys calling these plays, you know, the coaches have gotten a little bit of a hall pass on this. Somebody in that passing game, and there's three or four guys that have passing-related coordinations with this team, titles. You would have to explain to me, when we're sitting there talking about how good all these guys are, what they do, that they haven't figured out how to get Tyreek Hill the ball. The fastest man in football. I'm not saying he's the best receiver. The fastest man in football has not had a reception in a year. In a year, over 30 yards. And by the way, the reason we're paying him all that money is not to catch 10 and 12-yard passes and short crossing routes and bubble screens. Like, I just saw – look at
– You want to take a breather here because I feel like there's something about the burst in you.
No. So, no, I just
you know
again,
why?
I played
– it is.
I played – with it's one of the most, and mine's about. A bad example,
don't
but
bring up Marino.
No, it's Duper.
Oh, okay.
The guy, that guy didn't go too many games without taking one to the house, let alone taking one on a deep pass.
You kind of brought up Marino.
How the hell I did? Sort of. You're right. Yeah. I caught myself. Good catch by you.
How dare you?
But how do you explain a guy that is considered to be the best deep threat in the game?
Too deep.
No. That's weak. That's a complete cop out of coaching.
But that's what they're saying.
That's
right?
A cop out of coaching.
They're covering deep.
Yes. So Tyreek Hill, by the way, a lot of different ways besides just running takeoffs. You can slant them in. You can slant them at angles. You can start them in, and they got these things called corner routes.
You don't have to tell any of us, bro. We all watch the games all weekend.
How in the hell has it been 12 months? And you're wondering why he's half salty. By the way, sometimes we don't even try. We got games we don't even try. We're so busy running him underneath, which, by the way, every time he runs a 6 or 7 yard crossing route and the team comes up and tackles him, who you're playing against, they're like, thank you. Or you're going to run a little bubble screen. We'll get him for 7 or 8 yards. Thank you. So I had a little Tyreek Hill stuff across the board. That was a little bit, by the way, of everything with Tyreek Hill. A lot of people have him getting traded yesterday. But he's all over the place with all this stuff, domestic violence stuff now from his ex-wife or soon to be ex-wife, whatever the title is there. But she came out with a lot of pretty strong stuff. And we'll see what happens with that. The league's not going to turn. They're going to now get involved for sure. And they're going to have the team get involved and check on this. And it won't happen overnight, Woody, to your point. It's going to take a while to he said, she said. And T. Hill's going to say, I never, you know, laid a hand on her. And she's going to say, I guess the mother-in-law. I'm sure the mother-in-law is going to get involved. I saw her name in there
it's
and the
just,
baby.
Isn't it, like, interesting, the timing of that,
yeah.
too. It's like when it rains, it pours.
Oh, no.
The entire
this is just
country
a
is dumping on your franchise. And then all of a sudden, TMZ.
You couldn't have had worse timing on this. And by the way, that goes back to you guys knew about all this stuff and you stayed with him. You stayed with him. You kept him. You extended his contract. And
dude, that was a brutal 48 hours for the Dolphins.
Oh,
I mean, that was about as unbelievably bad of a start to this whole
thing.
And
then the Tyreek Hill stuff last night. After everybody got a chance to just absolutely rip this team, which they deserve nationally and locally. And then the other stuff. And by the way, they're going to be name calling. You heard Nerd Boy and stuff, and some people were offended by that. And I saw Rex Ryan calling him Nerd Boy, and he shouldn't be a head coach, and the team's soft because of him, and they don't respect him. I mean, it got ugly yesterday. It got real ugly. When you lose by 25 points to a team like the Colts, Daniel Jones is there like, hey, Daniel Jones is going to be another rehab quarterback, making a comeback with Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, all those guys that made the great comebacks.
I can only imagine, and I know you got a lot of these kinds of guys in your life, the Rex Ryans of the world, you know, that are like regular football coaches, right? The old school football coaches.
Oh, his old man? Old man's one of the originals of the old school.
But it must kill these guys. And I'm guessing, I know you said you got a bunch of texts from people yesterday. It must kill these guys to listen to him talk.
Well, listen, aren't going well, they kind of took it when he was the smartest guy in the block and the motion had everybody screwed up and nobody knew how to defend him and Miami Mike. Isn't it funny how everything's changed here real quickly?
No, yeah, all of a sudden that gold watch and the sunglasses
Different color $300 shoes that he wears. Yeah, I don't know, whatever kind of
that stuff sucks now.
What kind of shoes are those, Woody? Those tennis shoes?
I think he wears like Nike Off-White something or other. But
so there's a real high-end Nike?
Yeah. Remember Jeff Darlington did that piece on him?
Yeah.
And that was when the love affair was at its peak, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this is just the coolest thing going. And now everyone just can't stand the way he talks.
Hey, Woody, I've got some good news for Charles Davis, who did the game on CBS, going to join us here in the
Charles
6 o'clock hour.
Tee off on anything.
No, he's got this game this week too. If that wasn't enough, he got the Colts and Dolphins. He just found out he's got the Dolphins and the Patriots down here this Sunday.
Can we get him some nice weather at least while he's down here?
No guarantees.
He's in Orlando.
Yeah, he's Orlando. He's used to it. Hey, right now we got to go to break here. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Never too early in the morning for my older guys to get up early in the morning. I want to tell you, this Atlantic Men's Clinic thing, some of you already checked out and go, Joe, I got low T and ED. I don't care. I'm fine. Part of retirement, me and the wife have been just friends for a long time. That's okay. And I go, well, not for me, man. I got hit hard with ED and low T, and I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic because I didn't like being tired all the time. I got up to 265, which is way, way, way too heavy. I saw those pictures, and I went, uh-oh. And then, you know, you go to put those slacks on for that special occasion and go, well, I don't fit in any of them right now. Well, you know what? Best thing is, man, when you start feeling good again, you're active again, the sex drive was completely gone. I'm not proud of it. It's just the fact it was gone. And I'm rolling again, folks. I got it rolling again. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you guys so much. I can't thank you enough. The results were fast. Feel good. I got all the testing done and went through the whole thing. Never been through it. The PSA test. I got the test dose. I did it all, man. And met with their professionals, got on a program, jumped right on it. And I am off and running. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. A new one in Hollywood, if that's easier for you. I go to Plantation. Call them today. Set up that first appointment. If you know you're going through ED and low T, and every man will at some point. Every man. Nobody gets a hall pass on it. Every guy gets it. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. I promise you, if you want to get rid of ED and low T, you can. And I mean quickly. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Hey, the program works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coaching, you could blame the players. There's blown assignments by everybody on offense. Tua's floating the ball for interception. There's a blown assignment by the right tackle on protection. There's a blown assignment by the back. I mean, this is a lack of preparation, a lack of understanding, a lack of commitment. They're getting outflanked on defense on a consistent basis by basic concepts by Indianapolis. This was a bad tape to watch. I'd also say this. One of the notes watching this game that I kept coming up with was, where is Tyreek? It was wild to see how many plays Tyreek Hill wasn't on the field. I accounted for him on the field, I think, four times on third down. How about this? Today is 1 year. 1 year since Tyreek Hill has had a catch that exceeded 30 yards.
That's crazy.
That's his whole game.
Part of the ESPN, Dan Orlovsky talking about, I got to tell you, man, that is shocking. A lot of that stuff equals coaching, all that stuff. And I'm not just talking about the head coach. I'm talking about the guys that help put things together. How do you explain whatever you think of Tyreek Hill? Forget all the other stuff, if you can, for a second, which including more stuff that popped up last night. Tyreek, the 10-100-meter guy. Tyreek Hill, the guy that not too long ago was running 30, 40, 50 yards once, twice, three times a game, had one 30-yard play. At least 30 yards in an opener. I think it was an 80-yard play, actually. And that was the last time? That was the last time. By the way, you're not paying him $30 million a year to be a possession receiver, 10, 11, 12 yards a game. You're paying him for those explosive plays and at least try it down the field, at least throw it down the field. Now here's something else I hear all the time with this, and so I'm going to put a halt so you don't pop it on me this morning. That doesn't mean everything's got to be a takeoff. You know, the route tree's got a lot more than just taking off and running and seeing if I can outrun you to a point and outrun you, and when the ball's in the air, I'm even and now I'm leaving. No. I play with that guy too. And this is about corner routes. This is about dropping it between a safety and a corner. This is about running routes inside and going back outside, better known as a corner route, or more of a route to an open area or a deep crossing route. And then there's going to be times you got to call at the right time, where you're going to get one-on-one on the outside, and safety's not always going to be there. They are a lot, but not every down. That is, unless you're going to come out and tell me our offensive line's been that bad, our quarterback can't throw it, and he's not going to say either one of those. So there's no excuse. Fresh year, it's been 12 months since we've had a 30-yard pass play to Tyreek Hill. We're paying him like $10 or $12 million. That's how the way you use him, that's what he should be. Everybody just, he sits out there and they go, there's the fastest man in football. He's just standing out there. He's one of the fastest guys in football. He's just standing out there. And he has been taken out of the game. I don't know. Now, to be fair, He put his hand up in the air a few times, watching it, taking himself out. He and Waddle both got banged up or were nicked up, and they took themselves out, kept going to the sideline. So some of that is misleading, too, before, again, for those guys that just see on the game during TV, he's over there talking to trainers and trying to see. And, of course, Jalen Waddle also. I don't know what the deal with Jalen Waddle either. What are we doing there? I mean, there's another guy. Yeah, you know, because we talk so much about Tyreek Hill. We're not getting anything out of Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle's not doing anything.
That one's really frustrating because they screwed around in the draft.
I know.
All that stuff comes back.
Yep.
That one, by the way, is on the top of my list of things that like pissed me off that the Dolphins did.
How far you want to go back?
No, I know, but that one really pisses me off. Because you got the guy that's running around in Cincinnati is the best receiver in football.
And the other thing is, hey, man, the quarterback's got to play better. No matter who's in front of him,
Joe, the quarterback is not capable of playing better.
It's become a cop-out to those of you out there that just always blame the O-line. I'm not saying the O-line's great, but I watched every game, saw the highlights. Every quarterback is buying time by doing things and stepping up in the pocket or getting outside the pocket and making plays. Look at, not everybody's going to have a perfect pocket.
That's exactly why, though. That's why he can't be any better than he is.
Some of it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. But
you know, you're afraid every time he gets touched.
You do hold your breath. You do hold your breath. He went down a
throw on the run.
He went down a couple of times hard, and I hear Jimmy's got it in his brain now too. I do the games with Jimmy Cephalo, and he's like, hey, Joey hit his head pretty hard, and Bo's like, no, he's fine. He got up, he's fine, you know. So
quite simply, what they did in the first year or so worked. It was a new system. You got a quarterback who, yes, can get the ball out quick. He's accurate, whatever.
So now everybody's on to everything that Tua does or doesn't do. They're on to, you know, but
the most concerning part is that they didn't make any changes to the offense. It seems like they had so much time. That's what I told you, like in the offseason, going in this Colts game, like they have to have some sort of new game plan. Something has to be fresh here.
Yeah.
Because obviously people have caught on. Joe, they rolled out the same garbage they've been doing.
Well, honestly, it was the same problem on both sides of the football. And by the way, before we get to this Patriots game, news not good yesterday. James Daniels, the right guard, you're a veteran free agent. You signed from Pittsburgh, out for a few weeks.
We got a lot of week to week yesterday, huh?
Storm Duck, out a few weeks. Benito Jones, week to week. Which, by the way, I didn't even know Benito Jones. You talk about a disappearing act of a man. And then for a big guy, it's kind of hard to disappear the way he did in that game. And then the Austin Jackson toe, and they'll have more information later in the week for us.
Great.
I got to tell you, that's the right side of your offensive line, the way it was supposed to look to start with James Daniels at right guard and Austin Jackson at right tackle, which means either Kendall Lamb or Larry Borum will have to play right tackle. And then you got to decide what you're going to do at a tackle, at a guard position. And then you get into these situations that, you know, we're in right now. But some of this just look at, and a lot of you love Tua still. And when he doesn't play well, a lot of you are still saying, well, if they did more around him, they got him two new guards. They did try to add some stuff to it. He's got to play better. Now, some of the times you're right. Some of the times, like a tackle totally blocking the wrong guy and he gets hit in the middle, square in the back when he thought it was picked up. You're right. That's not on him. But some of those throws, including the first one of the game on a crossing route to Tyreek, it's over his head. Can't catch it. Late on another throw on the side. He's got to be more accurate. I don't know how much you're working together. Again, it's always good. One group that needs to get along is quarterbacks and his receivers. They need to be on the same page. They need to be talking about it. when they're not playing, talking about things that they both see that they're going to try to do during the game. So when a play pops up and you're on the line of scrimmage, everybody knows what's going to happen. We've got more stuff to get to here this morning. We're just getting started, man. We're just getting you going. Don't go away. Charles Davis was did part of the broadcast for CBS and has our game again this week for the Patriots coming to town. Was that 1 o'clock game, Woody, right? Am I showing up? So I just want to make sure it's 1 o'clock game. So Charles will join us when we come back. We'll talk to him a little bit about the game. And again, we went from not seeing CD very much, and now we're going to see him in back-to-back weeks. Right now, it's a truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's a great time to get that new Chevy truck. Man, I tell you what, I get it. I get it for people that love trucks. I do understand it. I see them everywhere. I see whether you're working out of the back of your truck, whether it's for fun and having the boat and all the other things you can do having that truck, including a lot of work on the weekends, making some extra money with your truck. Hey, I just want to let you know, we're proud of our trucks at your South Florida Chevy dealer. We got the durable Colorado with a standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. You'll get aggressive off-road capability for every adventure that lies ahead here in South Florida. Silverado 1500 is always ready, steady, and strong, man. Hey, you're looking for a strong truck that can work like you do, a workday workhorse, we like to say, or a weekend warrior, and then the Silverado HD. You're going to feel confident and in command no matter what task you have. It's legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, I got to tell you, Silverado gets it. The trucks get it, man. You work 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week. The extra money's needed, man. I get it. That's the way you make a living. We got a truck that's as durable and hardworking as you are at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Hey, you got to stop by. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You're in for a great experience and a great deal at your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Charles Davis, NFL analyst on CBS, had the game last week and has it again this week against the Patriots down here at Hard Rock Stadium, the home opener. Charles, it was a bloodbath down here, my man. As you come in, you can imagine what it was like down here yesterday. It was as ugly as I can ever remember in 21 years of doing the games. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I get it. I absolutely get it. I mean, you know, when things happen the way they happen, no one should be surprised that a Hall of Famer like Larry Zonka would tweet out what he tweeted, because he was part of building something that, you know, let's face it, in league lore will endure forever, even if someone eventually, quote unquote, ties the record for an undefeated season. So I get it. It's a tough time, the whole deal, but it's the opening game of the season. They've handled the Patriots a lot in recent years and quite well. It's a great time for them to get right and change the narrative.
So there's been, you probably heard a lot of it yesterday, and you talked about the great Larry Zonka, and we saw it right after the text message he sent out, and, you know, basically not acceptable what he saw, as we call him the grandfather of Miami Dolphins right now, the president of the club still. But 33-8, it was just bad. It looked flat. Anything anybody said, it was fair. It looked so bad. Lack of passion, confused, not prepared. What was your take after watching that when you talked to your partners during a TV timeout?
I was actually surprised, because going into the game, Joe, I mean, for us who are, quote-unquote, analysts, right, and all of us around the game, it seemed like a very even matchup. And I said this a bunch of times, and I don't think it's an original thought. Both of those teams went into that game thinking exactly the same thing. This is one we can get.
Yeah.
This is one we should get. And we have to get it, because that gets us off to the start we need. And our schedule obviously will be, quote unquote, tougher as we go along. But I think both teams looked at the other and thought, oh yeah, that's a game we can have. And for it to come out as poorly as it did, and the surprise is the Colts set the record for scoring on every possession.
Oh.
No kneel downs, because that's always the kicker.
Right.
But it was only 33 points. I mean, the way it felt like 60.
Yes. Yeah, it did. Hey, so Tua's play has come in as well, and so if you're a Tua hardcore fan, no matter what, you're going, well, the offensive line didn't help him. He made some bad throws. I'm not saying the O-line was perfect, but he just he did not play well. He got knocked around. I thought it affected him. What'd you think of Tua's play?
Yeah, I just thought that there were throws that normally are the pinpoint Tua throws that we just did not see. The interception that was intended for Tyreek Hill across the middle sailed on him. It was like a pitcher picking up a slow roller and trying to aim it, and it took off on him, and it turned into the Cam Bynum interception. And then there were others along the way. And as you mentioned, all the other things that go into it, but he has to own his share of it. And I read a great article by Omar Kelly, was talking about when he has turnovers, they come in bunches. Tua disputed that, but the evidence and the numbers Omar showed are pretty convincing about when they do, they come in bunches and end up having two interceptions and a fumble after the hit by Kenny Moore.
We got an interesting one with all the Tyreek Hill stuff on and off the field, but I want to talk about on the field. Whatever it is, I mean, he's still one of the fastest guys in football. It is amazing to me that guy has one 30-yard reception in the last year, and that's Jacksonville in the opener a year ago. He has not had another play. I know Tua hadn't been there the whole time, but you're telling me you can't get him on something where he has a chance to use his speed and run for a play, even if he catches it short of 20 yards and runs for 10. That, to me, is the most amazing stat for still maybe the fastest man in football.
It's stunning to me as well, Joe, and I think what's equally as stunning is last year when they played at Indianapolis, he caught one ball and Jalen Waddle caught one ball.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, immediately you go, okay, who played quarterback that day? And it was Snoop Huntley. Tim Boyle had to finish up with Snoop got hurt. Okay. Now you're into, well, maybe that's why. But you come into this game knowing you have to get them the football. That's how your offense is going to run. Achan's going to run it, of course, but playing to the perimeter is what the Miami Dolphins are about. They both caught 44 passes each, around 30 yards each. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense as well. So there has to be more than just teams are playing too high and taking away the deep ball. John Madden said it really well a bunch of years ago. Yeah, take what the defense gives you. But if it's third and five and they only give you four, that doesn't work.
No.
You've got to find another way to get it done. And I know Mike McDaniel and his offensive staff are furiously trying to figure out how to get that back into the game. The quick strikes, the dagger shots, that's a huge part of what Miami does and a huge part of what they need. And they need it early in this game to get Hill going, to get Waddle going, and get some excitement breathed back into this offense.
You know, before I get into New England with you for just a second here, Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator for the Colts, and we know him real well down here. He was down here for a while. Did you see anything super creative on the blitz packages he was sending that everybody's been raving about where the defense was so bad a year ago?
No, it wasn't super creative or exotic. He has a plan for guys like Hill and Waddle, and he exhibited in Cincinnati. You were there, Joe, when they went to Cincinnati and couldn't move the ball well. Lou's got a plan, and when he has the right people, especially in the secondary, and that brand-new secondary of Indianapolis played well for them, then he can do all the creative things he wants. I didn't think it was super exotic in the blitz package. I just think that the back end held up well enough that Lou could do a few more things with guys like that. Now, the most exotic they got was the second interception because Latu is supposed to be rushing.
Right.
Right? Right. Quiddy Pay is supposed to be rushing. That's what they pay them for. And Lou showed rush, dropped both into coverage, and rushed with other people.
Right.
And Latu gets the interception. That's not going to happen very often. But on that one, Dr. Lou won. So occasionally it's going to happen that way. But overall exotic, Joe, there weren't a lot of, you know, three guys off one side.
No, right.
A lot of twist turns, stunts, and all that. They just got beat that day. I mean, they just did not play well, bottom line.
Yeah. So the other part of it is on the other side of the ball. I really, coming into this after camp, and I'm just going by camp and practices they've had with different teams, I thought the front seven was going to be really good, and they weren't able to get the pass rush, I thought, and they then struggled to even stop the run. They were able to get 4, 5, 6 yards on first down running throughout that game. What'd you think of the front seven and the pass rush?
Yeah, and I thought that Shane Steichen, head coach of the Colts, who calls their plays on offense, had a game plan to try and slow down the front seven. And it was with a guy that most people universally doubted at quarterback in Daniel Jones, a rookie tight end in Tyler Warren, who, while he might be a first round pick, I'm not sure you think that he's going to be featured on three of the first throws of the game. And they did throw it on the first 4 or 5 downs of the game. With Jonathan Taylor, who's a 1400 yard rusher last year, sitting there, he never touches the football. I think they threw it 5 or 6 times before they handed the ball to Jonathan Taylor. So right away, you're getting the rush on its heels. You're having, and because you're having success, now you've got them off balance. And I think it just continued throughout the game. And Daniel Jones had a game, you know, and I'm not overly surprised. He's a talented kid. This is the most talent he's had around him in terms of receivers.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Offensive line stability. You name it, and Steichen believes in it.
Yeah.
Joe, when someone believes in you.
Oh, man, difference. Yeah.
You're a whole different player.
Yeah, no question about that. Hey, so moving to Patriots, who had a 2013 home loss against the Raiders, and Geno Smith had a big day throwing the ball. I look at all the players they've added on defense, and by the way, a lot of them had really good games, kind of in a losing effort. I think it's going to be a hell of a game again. I just expect this one to be – what's your thoughts on the matchups? And the other part of that is Dre at quarterback. What do you think of him after one game and last year?
Yeah, I love Drake May coming out. He caught more grief in the draft process than I thought possible or correct. And I stood on both feet and defended and thought he was, you know, right where he went, third best quarterback in the draft. And he went number three overall. I saw progress last year with a horrific football team in front of him.
It's bad.
That offensive line was terrible. And, you know, everybody's like, well, he won one start out of his 10 or 11. You know, okay, fine. Did you see that line? They were brutal. Receivers were not great. Okay, running back to Ed Henderson. I like May. I like him a lot. I did think that he played well against Las Vegas, but there's more there for him. After he threw the interception, he looked a little tentative to me, Joe. So let's see if he gets past that in this ball game. But he's a really good player. Vrabel's playing a lot of youngsters. I think this game for Miami has got to be all out, flat out effort, because Miami really does have designs on being a playoff team. New England will talk about it. I don't know if they really feel like this is a playoff crew, but they certainly expect to play better in situational football than they did against Las Vegas. And oh, real quick, Mike Vrabel is a head coach, 4-2 in week two.
Yeah.
Okay. Week one's not been great for him. Week two's been a lot better. He does a really nice job of rallying his team. So this is going to be a good ball game.
Yeah. Charles, always great having you, man. Really appreciate you finding some time. I'll see you down here this weekend, and hopefully we have a good game. we could use a good game down here.
Played someone week two that was abysmal week one, and they played their you-know-what's off. You know how it is in the NFL. Guys tend to respond. I expect the Miami to do the same.
I hope so. I hope you're right. Charles, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, Joe.
All right. Charles Davis joining us. He'll be part of the call on CBS for the Patriots and the Dolphins this Sunday. And hopefully he's right, man. And there's some big bounce back for this Dolphins team. Oh, boy. Hey, I want to talk about injuries, man. Speaking of that, Dolphins dealing with some injuries right now. You're probably dealing with some injuries when you're active. You're competitive. Sooner or later, we all get injured. That's just a fact. Doesn't matter who you are. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go when they get injured? I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Yep, they got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country with a lot of experience and a lot of great specialists they put together. You can't be a top dog unless you've got specialists in here for every part of the body, and they have it. They got a bunch of great knee doctors, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, full-time. That's all they do is replacements. And then, of course, the Achilles, which is really starting to become a big problem for a lot of people. Hey, the great news is we can all see those great doctors that work all over South Florida for you. And I want to let you know we got great facilities with it as well. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Get set today to get yourself healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.